أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So, Alhamdulillah, we have another opportunity to perform Salatul Jumu'ah, and we have started with the praise of Almighty Allah and with the Durood Salam which we send on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and Prophet Ibrahim alaihi salam as well. Today, with the reference of Hajj and these holy months, we will inshallah see some lessons from the story of Prophet Ibrahim alaihi salam. And as we see, we send Durood Salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam as well as on Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whenever we say this Durood Ibrahimi, which is famous with Durood Ibrahimi, because we always send Durood Salam on both prophets. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is famous with his supreme obedience to Allah and his ultimate faith upon Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will see all these inshallah few lessons in few minutes. So I will recite some ayat which are with the reference of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله مع الصابرين. So these verses talk about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the first lesson which we need to understand from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam life is ultimate faith upon Allah. If you see the tests and trials which Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam faced, and he demonstrated to all of us the ultimate faith upon Allah. So I will share few trials which he has gone through. Because everybody know a story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was looking for Almighty Allah, like oneness of Allah, he broke all those idols, and then he was thrown in the fire. But he has ultimate faith on Allah, so he has no problem. He was thrown into the fire, but because of his faith upon Allah, Allah saved him. Allah ordered fire to become cool and mercy upon Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The ayah which says qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salama ala ibrahim. So this is amazing. Allah ordered fire, do not burn Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everybody know the nature of fire, it burns with the permission of Allah. So fire cannot burn if Allah does not give permission to the fire. So here we can see that Allah ordered fire, do not harm Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, even become a garden for him, salama. So with peace. So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam came out from that trial successfully, and Allah saved him. So another trial, when he had to leave his wife and small child in the desert. So this is another amazing, you know, big trial. It was a big test for him. So he got order from Allah and he left his wife and his child in the desert. And now we all know what happened. As a result of that trial, we got amazing legacy of Hajj and Sa'i and Zamzam water. So all those things came out of that trial. So sometimes, you know, trials are only test to test our faith. But at the end, we get success. And it becomes an example for all humanity. So this is another test, and he was, alhamdulillah, successful. And the last one, which is actually with the relation of Eid al-Adha, like when he was ordered to sacrifice his son. So what bigger trial it could be, you know, the father was ordered to sacrifice his son in the name of Allah. So, and he was ready and he was about to sacrifice. So what happened? Allah said, okay, you are passed. You are passed in your test. You don't have to sacrifice. That was only a test. And Allah sent an animal to be slaughtered. And as a result of that, we got a legacy of Eid al-Adha. And we all are obligated, if we have resources, to sacrifice an animal as a result of that sunnah. So what is the lesson from here? All this trial which I shared with you, ultimate faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the faith which we have to have. The example, the analogy which I read yesterday about this faith, what type of faith we have to have upon Allah. If all those who are parents, they know how they play with their children. When they have a small child, you know, so when they take the child and they play with him or her, they actually throw the child in the air and catch it. But the child actually is not afraid. He's laughing, he's enjoying. Why? Because he has ultimate faith upon father. Because he loves him. He won't let him fall. He won't let him fall on the ground. So he's enjoying. Even though you can see what is happening, we are throwing a child in the air and catching. So the faith child has upon his father, the faith of love, because he knows father loves him. He won't let him down. And he enjoy and laughing, and we are doing more and more. So this is an amazing example, analogy, to understand what type of faith we have to have upon Allah. Because whenever we are going through any trial, we have to have ultimate and strong faith upon Allah. Because Allah loves us and he won't let us fall. So that's the analogy. It's amazing. I read yesterday and I connected with this. So the second lesson, the supreme obedience and submission. This is another beautiful lesson from Prophet Ibrahim's life. So when Allah said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. If you understand Aslim, it's an order, submit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Ibrahim, submit. See the what Quran says, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. He said, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. Okay, I submitted. No question, nothing asked. So it's like ultimate and supreme submission to Allah. And after that, we can see his life. Whenever he got any trial, he showed supreme obedience and he showed supreme submission. So this is another lesson we need to learn from our life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Another third lesson. If you see this one conversation between Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, it showed two type of obediences. One, when we see Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I see I am slaughtering you in a slaughterhouse. He saw in his dream. So it was an order from Allah. So now we can understand he was ready to obey Allah. So it's one obedience, which we say obedience to Allah. And you know, the obedient child, who is another prophet, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, he said, and he asked him, what do you think? So he said, do what you have seen. You need to obey that command, because that's the command from Allah. And you will find me patient. So this is obedience to his father. And definitely, ultimately, the obedience of Allah's commandment. So in this one verse, we need to see two obediences. Like one obedience, we need to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to be obedient to our parents. So this is amazing. We will see some hadith. And you know, Quran, whenever Quran talk about Allah's worshipping Allah, and do not associate with anybody with Allah, the next thing Allah talk about, to do good with your parents. So the ranks of parents is very high. Right after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, the next rank is our parents. So we need to be very obedient to our parents, and we need to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His teaching in Quran. So another hadith says the major sins are four: associating others with Allah. So look at this, associating others with Allah. The next one is disobeying your parents. So this again, hadith is also showing that obedience, the importance of obedience of parents. And killing a soul and swearing a false oath, like taking a false oath, you know, false qasam. So that's actually four major sins, al-kabair, with respect to hadith. And there's another hadith which says the Lord's pleasure is in the parents' pleasure, and the Lord's anger is in the parents' anger. So if your parents are not happy with you, it means you are not pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So the lesson which we need to understand from this example here, we need to be obedient to our parents, and we need to be obedient to our Allah first most. And then we need to, we always need to struggle to obey our parents. So that's a very important lesson. Another fourth point which I want to make from here is, you know, this three words. Fanzur maza tara. It's amazing. When Prophet Ismail alayhi salam grown up, so ayah start with balaga ma'hus sa'aya. What does it mean when Prophet Ismail alayhi salam grew up and he was walking and he was participating with his task? He was able to do the job which he used to do, let's say building Kaaba. So he was actually grown up, child. Then he asked, look at this. I saw you, I am slaughtering you. What do you see this thing and tell me what do you think? It's amazing. You know, it's asking opinion of your child for a major decision. We need to understand that. So whenever there's a, as a parent, whenever there's a major decisions, we need to engage our children as well in those decisions and get their opinions. But at the same time, what difficult thing a parent can ask from a child than this? I'm slaughtering you. This is the ultimate, the most ultimate example. And then, so Prophet Ismail alayhi salam said, do what you have been ordered. So he was most obedient child. He said, okay, you saw that and Allah gave you order. So I'm ready and you will find me patient among the patient people. So whenever we are in the tough situation, we have to have trust upon parents. So what difficult or most, you know, bigger things our parents can ask from us. They cannot ask that question. So Allah is not giving those trials to us, which actually prophets faced already, and they set example for us. So this is the beautiful lesson which we need to take. We are parents. Whenever we have major, you know, decision, we need to engage and involve our children. We don't need to impose our decision to our children. And at the same time, children need to show most obedience and have trust upon parents as well. So this is the last, and you know, the last but not least, the lesson which we need to take from these life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Some difficult situations are only for testing our faith. Look at this. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam have gone through so many things, you know, so many trials, but he was successful and he showed ultimate faith upon Allah. So sometimes we are going through some challenges in our lives, but at the same time, you know, it's our test of our faith. And whatever trial we gone through, as a result, definitely Allah creates some good out of it. You can see so many examples. You know, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam example, he have gone through so many trials. And at the end, everything was good out of it. You know, he became a minister of Egypt. And he saved so many people from that, you know, 7 years of drought. So as a result of all those hardships which he faced, at the end, Allah saved so many people from all those trials. So similarly, whenever we are in a tough situation, we have to have faith, our strong faith upon Allah. So that's actually what I would like to share today with you, the lessons from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam's life. And the highlights of all those lessons, I will just recap. Like ultimate faith upon Allah, the supreme obedience and submission to Allah. Two examples of obediences, like obedience to Allah and obedience to parents. The fourth one, we need to, when we have grown up child, and in this environment and this society, it's very important to listen to your children as well and engage them in major decisions. And the last one, some difficult situations are only for testing us in our faith. So this is what I just recap. So we make dua. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran and all, to take lessons from all these stories and, you know, beautiful verses and ayat. May Allah make us obedient to Himself and to our parents. We all have parents. If we are blessed with parents and they are alive, we have to be obedient to them. And all those youth, they have to be obedient to their parents, because the parents do a lot of efforts for children. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua. This is our end of our khutbah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.